Hey, it's Meatball.
And Mark.
And this is the Rocker Morning Show on demand from 107.7 RKR.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball. Again, no Mark Frankhouse today. He's taking the day off, personal day, just, for Mark time. So that's totally fine. I get my days every once in a while, and he gets to take his. So we're all good there. We'll see him back in the studio tomorrow. We missed out being able to talk about a big weekend, though, when it comes to sports and a bunch of stuff. So let's run through this real quick. First of all, congratulations to the K-Wings because they had a great season. Unfortunately, falling to the Toledo Walleye in Game 4 at home this weekend in the playoffs. I guess if you're going to lose a series, because I've been in arenas where teams have lost on the road, and it sucks because, like, not only do you lose, but then you have nothing but, like, I don't know, jeers and trash talk from the fans, you know? So if you're going to lose, I guess it's better to lose at home in front of your friends and your family and your fans who are going to support you and let you know that you had a good year, you know? So it sounds like they had a good reception after the game. So congratulations on a great year for the K-Wings. We'll get them next time. We'll get them next season. It'll be all good. But the big news from the weekend, we got it started on Thursday. We got to talk about it a little bit on Friday's show, the draft in Detroit. This was awesome. More than 700,000 people across 3 days set a new record for attendance at the NFL draft. So suck on that, Nashville. Ha. we had a few people message us on Friday that they actually got to go, and they said it was a blast. The energy was awesome. All the appropriate people from Ohio got booed. All the appropriate people from Michigan got cheers. And y'all kept booing my Dallas Cowboys when they came up, but they picked up one of our own. I just want to point this out, okay? I think it was the second pick. It was a second round pick. Defensive end Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan. So another Bronco in the league, and he's a Cowboy. So I get to root for him, and y'all can just feel indifferent about it or whatever. He's going to be fun to watch on the team. The Lions did good, I think. Most people have been giving them a B-plus grade overall. But, I mean, I did love that, like, I think it was day three. The entire war room for the Lions, they were supporting Dan Campbell wearing the black jerseys for when he was a Lion back in the day. So if there's any doubt that this organization isn't 100% behind him, those doubts were squashed in this draft. Also, we officially found out for sure that they said if the Lions win the division, then they get to bring back the black jerseys, which is why we have the black jerseys. And that's why they're throwing all their support at Dan Campbell for that. So that's pretty awesome. It was a fun draft, and I think the season's going to be a good one for the Lions, hopefully for my Cowboys, too. We'll see. I'd love to see a Cowboys-Lions-NFC championship, or at least a playoff game between us. That'd be a ton of fun, because I know y'all love to trash talk my Cowboys, but I still love watching the Lions. It's a ton of fun up here. But, yeah, now the draft is over. All the hubbub is over. So Detroit can take down all its finest China decorations, you know, put out the normal street signs, turn off the fountains of the park again, uncover the whale mural, pull back the Scare Force Falcon Brigade, and start letting birds poop on everything indiscriminately again. Good old Detroit. Back. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball. No Mark Frankowski is out for the day. We'll see him back here tomorrow. Forecasters are now agreeing with the Farmer's Almanac. So you know this is going to be true. Now predicting that this summer in Michigan, late spring, early summer, could be the hottest on record. And those are the exact words that I keep seeing from forecasters. Could be the hottest summer on record for the state of Michigan. And that is insane. Now, that being said, I grew up in a different part of the country, so it's a little different for me. But also, you know, keep in mind, I've lived here for 2 years now. I've gotten used to the nicer weather. So, you know, maybe this is going to affect me adversely. I don't know. But for context, the hottest summer ever in the state of Michigan, the heat wave of 1936. And we've talked about this before. There were seven straight days of 100 degrees or more across the state of Michigan. Detroit set record high temperatures. Saginaw got up to 111. They started that hottest week at like 107. I think it cooled down into maybe the 80s at night. So, I mean, that's not terrible, I guess. Kalamazoo hit 109 that summer. Mio, Michigan, that's where all the action was, set the state record that still stands to this day 112 degrees. And all that happened in July of 1936. Forecasters are saying this year could break some records with heat. So, start prepping now. The thing is, too, is like, and this is going to sound really dumb, but the heat here is a different heat. You know, it's humid because it's coming off the lakes, right? So 112 feels like 120-something because it's so, so humid, you know? It's going to be ridiculous. So, start saving up money now for that air conditioning bill. Build you some swamp coolers because those got me through college. I'm not going to lie. Stock up on some ice and just be prepared to sweat like crazy. I had somebody ask me one time, they went down to New Orleans. They lived up here their whole life. They'd never left the state of Michigan. They went down to New Orleans for like a vacation and they were like, man, it's so hot down here. How do you survive? I was like, you just sweat. You just sweat and stink. Everybody sweats and stinks. You just accept it. That's the reality. And you live in it. There's nothing you can do about it. So I will say, when it is hot like that, easiest workout you'll ever do. It's why I think I was a much smaller person when I lived further south. I didn't have to hit the gym. I just walked outside in the summer. Instant sweat. Dropped 5 pounds one day. I ate nothing but crushed ice and a cold ham sandwich, which, I mean, by the time I finished it, it was a hot ham sandwich. But, yeah, man, we're going to have some – if you didn't get prepared for your summer bod now, you're going to have them by the end of the summer because you're going
to – It's time to turn up your dials and tune out the traffic because we're playing the Daily Five on the Rocker Morning Show. Testing the mental magnitude of your favorite morning monkeys on the radio. And now – your hosts for the Daily Five, Meatball and Mark Frank House.
It is the Daily Five where Mark and ask each other questions. The other one answers. Today I'm asking the questions and Mark is not here. So somebody else is going to try and get his point today. And that person is our good friend Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. A little lonely in the studio. I'm glad you called because I need some friends around here, and I'm glad you're here. So we're going to play the Daily Five, and instead of Mark using you as kind of his guide through this whole thing, Mark tends to just lean on his helpers anyway. So you know what? This is all going to work out just fine, and you get to decide whether he gets the point today. Are we all good?
You ready?
All right, let's do this. We're going to spin the wheel. Now, I'm going to keep it all in one category for you today, Bob. We're going to stick with entertainment, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Question number one. In the 1980s, the rating system for the film industry changed and started to include the PG system. What movie was the first to use the PG-13 rating? Was it The Karate Kid, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, or Red Dawn?
I'm thinking Red Dawn.
Red Dawn? Any basis on that or just throwing it out there?
Well, they pretty good shoot 'em up, bang, bang, so...
there's some pretty good shoot 'em up, bang...
A lot of killing in Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah. So you're sticking with Red Dawn?
That's what I'm thinking, but what do you think?
Well, it's not up to me. I don't want Mark to have the point.
that's true.
All right, Bob's going with Red Dawn. Final answer. That is correct. That is correct, Bob. Red Dawn was the answer.
Cool.
All right. Question number two. Do you watch many of the Marvel movies, Bob?
Some of them.
Some of them? All right. You might be able to get this one then. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, approximately how many years was Captain America frozen in the ice in the Arctic? Was it for 56 years, 66 years, or 76 years?
Oh, gee, I'm thinking 76, because it seems like he was way back there, and then now he's in the future. I'm thinking 76.
Final answer?
Yep.
All right, 76, final answer. No, unfortunately, it was 66 years.
Oh, okay.
Because he would have gone down in, like, the 40s, I think. Late 40s? I don't remember. Right. I just go by the information the internet gives me. That's all right. You got plenty more to go here. All right, question number three. In the movie Forrest Gump, what children's book did Forrest keep in his briefcase? Was it Curious George, Where the Wild Things Are, or The Cat in the Hat?
I think it was Curious George.
Curious George? Because he was going to bring it to his kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Curious George, that's your final answer?
Yep.
All right. We are back on a hot streak. That is correct. All right. One more correct and Mark gets the point. Question number four. What TV series spy often passed themselves off as a salesman for the Pontiac Greeting Card Company? Was it Kelly Robinson from I Spy, Ilya Kuryakin from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., or Maxwell Smart from Get Smart?
Oh, man, I'm blank on this one.
Did you not watch many of the old spy TV shows?
Yeah, I did, actually. I watched every single one of them, except the second one, maybe.
Oh, The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No, I definitely watched that one. I guess it was the first one, sorry.
Yeah, it was Kelly Robinson from I Spy, Ilya Kuryakin from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and then Maxwell Smart from Get Smart.
Gotta go with Maxwell Smart.
Going with Maxwell Smart, is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, congratulations. You got the point for Mark today.
Excellent. Sorry about that.
Hey, no, it's totally fine. Listen, that's the way it goes. I'm sure Mark would have leaned on you anyway as far as his answers, because, I mean, you know, he usually does. So it's all good. Well, Bob, congratulations. You got the point for Mark today. And we got a pair of tickets for you. You're going to go see the Fleetwood Mac show featuring Kate Rose out at Warner Vineyards, the startup of their summer concert series. Man, we got a pair of tickets for you. It's going to be a fun one.
Great. Thanks, Meatball. You have a great one.
Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball. Again, I'm Mark Frankhouse. He is out today, taking a day off. He will be back with us tomorrow, though. Well, it is officially morel season. So my social media timeline is just full of people walking in the woods. And then back home cooking up some morels, which look incredible. I guess the mushroom capital of the world is actually in Michigan because of the morels. Messick, Michigan, is about 30 miles south of Traverse City. They have their annual mushroom festival in May where they cook up and celebrate, you know, these cool little mushrooms. I have never had one that I'm aware of. Like, I love mushrooms, but I don't think I've ever had a morel, to be honest. Like, how do people go hunting for these? And I'm genuinely asking here. Like, do they just walk out into the woods and hope they find something? But, like, also, this may just me being dumb, but, like, don't you have to, like, ask permission to go out on someone's property to do this? You can't just, like, walk out into the trees and, you know, take them or whatever. Like, is there actually just real wilderness now in Michigan too, that you can just walk out into the forest or something? But could I like also walk out into like Bow in the Clouds or Asylum Lake and just pick morels if I see them? Is that a thing? Do people do that? I'm sincerely asking here because I would like to go find some morels. I just don't want to like walk out onto somebody's property and get shot just for looking at mushrooms, you know? That would be my luck. Also, my luck, though, is like I would find a mushroom that looks exactly like a morel, but it just happens to be the most deadly mushroom on the planet. Or, you know, it's somebody's like psilocybin mushroom experiment patch that they secretly started in the woods, you know. That might be fun, though. That could make for an interesting show if that's what ends up happening. So, like, if next week or something, if you start hearing me talk about what color the sounds are, like, Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR is the Rock and Morning Show with Meatball. Get Mark Frankhouse out for the day. He'll be back tomorrow. No worries. So fun fact about me, I was a music major in college. And as part of that, I got to take a lot of like language diction type courses. And a lot of that was like learning, you know, how to speak and pronounce like German, French, Latin, that kind of stuff. But we did learn some other like American regional dialects too, because like there's some southern music and there's some old English type stuff and things of that nature, you know, that we had to learn how to do and how to properly pronounce it. I knew there were different accents around the country. This is apparently a real thing, though, the Detroit accent. Like, I've heard of the Michigan and Midwest accent, but I have never heard of the Detroit accent until now. This is apparently something that came out of TikTok. A woman said, if you don't believe in the Detroit accent, ask somebody from Detroit to say the horrors of war. Which is like an odd phrase to say out loud, but I guess it highlights kind of the odd use of vowels in the Detroit accent. So what should be the horrors of war, which if I just said it normally would be the horrors of war, like that's, it is what it is. It apparently comes out as the horrors of woe. Like you, the W on war comes out or the R on war comes out as a W. And instead of horrors, it's like warers. It's like a W. It's very odd. And I'm probably butchering it. That's the closest I think I can get to it because I don't have the Detroit accent, obviously. But I guess this is a common thing that happens in cities, primarily in like the northern United States, called the Northern City Vowel Shift. And Detroiters literally are shifting or changing the vowels completely. So words like job become jab, like jab, J-A-B, jab. And this guy explained, this diction guy on TikTok explained that like cities like Chicago, Syracuse, Buffalo, Cleveland, like it happens a lot for them. And I probably butchered this cause I'm not from Detroit or Michigan. So it's a very real possibility. What I said wasn't even close. But you can go kind of see what I'm talking about. WRKR.com, the Rocker app. I am actually more likely to sound very, very, country. Like, I don't feel like I have an accent really, but I'm told when I get a few drinks in me, my Southern, and I'm kind of overemphasizing it now, my Southern really comes out. Like I say y'all, but after a few beers, I'll start saying y'all and yuns, which is y'all plus three, you know, the old Foxworthy joke. But I really start drawing out my R's. I stop pronouncing my L's. I'm dead serious about this. It's hilarious. If you ever managed to put a cowboy hat on me, you'd swear to God after a few drinks that I was born and raised in Texas. And truth be told, I just went there to watch football when I lived close to the Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball. No Mark Frankhouse today, but he will be back tomorrow. All right, we got to talk about this because it's kind of what has taken over the rock scene the last few days. We've had kind of the weekend to sit with it. Friday, we got new Motley Crue music. And our own Matt Wardlaw got to chat with Vince Neil on this. I think the captain, Herb Ivey, had it on, you know, weekends too to talk about it. Here it is. This doesn't sound like Motley Crue at all. So the song is called Dogs of War. I think we can safely say that this is John Five's band now, because this sounds nothing like Motley Crue. Like, I played it for the first Beer Crew on Friday after the show, and I think we all agreed that this is odd. And the funny thing is, it's not a bad song. Like, it's written well. I mean, John Five is an incredible musician, but like Vince on this song, he just sounds weird. So, I mean, respect to, you know, them writing a song that Vince can actually sing now. but I mean, this doesn't feel like it was written for him. You know, John Five came from Rob Zombie's band before joining Motley Crue. And if you were to put Rob Zombie on this song, I think it would be a really good Rob Zombie song. But instead, it just feels kind of like an okay Motley Crue song. It's also worth pointing out that Vince Neil is the only one of the four in this band now without a writing credit on this song. So all that being said, it is kind of exciting. And again, also not a bad song. It's just not what I think any of us were expecting from Motley Crue. It is worth a full listen if you got the time. The video is kind of fun too. WRKR.com. It's there for you. And the Rocker app. Give it a shot. Maybe I'm just being way too critical. You know, maybe I'm just out of line on this. Let me know in the chat feature of the Rocker app. how out of line I am on this, but I'm just saying, like, there's no way the rest of the guys in Motley Crue wrote this song. Yeah. It's just kind of silly. It's, I mean, again, kind of fun, kind of interesting, but just not what I would have expected from Motley Crue. Whole thing again up, WRKR.com and the Rocker app, and hit me up in the chat feature on there. Let me know how far out of line I am. Kalamazoo's Rock Station 107.7 RKR. It is the Rocker Morning Show with Meatball. Again, Mark Frankhouse out for the day. He will be back tomorrow. So I was talking about Morels earlier in the show, and I got some messages because, of course, I did. As always, I am completely uninformed in this stuff and literally just flying by the seat of my pants. I'm glad I got y'all to, you know, take care of me and make me not look as stupid out in public. But I got a message from our good friend Matt Bradley. He was telling me that I can mushroom hunt on public land anywhere that the DNR has deemed public access to recreational sports. I could also go on private land that I've had permission to be on, you know. But I should be looking for fresh, dead elm trees, apple trees, ash trees, or poplar trees, according to Matt, to find the morels. But then I also got a phone call because, well, guess what? I mispronounced the name of the town, because of course I did.
Hey, the mushroom capital. That's Mesic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we go through there every year when we go up north.
See, without Mark here to correct me, I'm just left to my own devices, so of course I get it wrong.
Hey, you know there's somebody who's going to correct you.
Right. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, just listen to it. I just found mushrooms the other day.
Oh, did you really? Was it on, like, your property, or where did you go?
Yeah, I was picking up the yard to get ready to mow.
Yeah.
And picking up sticks, and there's, like, 12 of them.
No kidding.
Yep.
I wonder if they're just hanging out in my apartment complex. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's got to be like a wooded area with, like, some hickory trees on it, because they like to grow around hickories.
I think I've got some hickories behind my apartment, but then I have to, you know, grapple with the fact that I'm eating apartment mushroom.
Well, they're free.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because people are giving $20, $30 a pound.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe I'll just sell them instead of eating them.
Yeah.
I make radio money. I could use the extra scratch.
Now, when you find mushrooms, you got to soak them in salt water to get the little bugs out.
Oh, right.
And then egg batter and breadcrumb and deep fry it.
Oh, my God.
It's excellent.
All right. You've convinced me. I'm going to go hunting for morels behind my apartment complex and just hope that, you know, one of my neighbor's dogs didn't just, like, do its business there or something.